Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
So,
yeah.
During big days, people lose their minds.
December, yes.
They go all out, they drink, they have fun. Sometimes they record themselves having fun. And during this December, there was a guy who took a fish. I think he went fishing.
It looks like a trout.
Yeah. And he had a fish and he was pouring beer down the fish's gills.
I saw that.
And recording it. And gleefully so, might I add.
Yeah, because when you're inebriated, you think everything's funny.
Yeah. Since then, this guy has lost his job. No. And now, yeah, now he's about to catch a case. The SPCA is pursuing him.
Batong.
Yeah, for cruelty.
Oh, it's animal cruelty. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some people are saying, losing his job is too severe of a consequence. Maybe they should just, give him a slap on the wrist.
Why would he get fired, though?
I don't know. You'd have to ask his employers.
Yeah.
But the cruelty is the animals. So here's my thing. And this is a discussion I want to have. I don't want to necessarily speak about him per se, mm-hmm. right? Because why his employers fired him. I want to speak about different cultures and how we view animals.
Oh, yeah.
And how, it's a living organism, this thing. Mm-hmm. And again, I always say, I defer to Mvundo and myself. We grew up in not necessarily a rural province, but a very natural province. We grew up around animals, greenery, yada, yada, yada. You guys grew up in the concrete jungle.
That sounds very rural to us.
It's fine. We can call it rural. Aslendawa. We were rural. Aslendawa. But we've got the land. So as a result, we've kind of got a bond with animals, man. You know? Be it cows, be it dogs, be it anything. Mm-hmm. You see this thing of India selection. Asiasina Leon.
Yeah, that's the word.
Asias Leon. Because those things are abandoned dogs, to be quite honest.
Yeah, straight dogs.
Yeah.
Not always, because sometimes umkoho, because the people at whose homes this dog is meant to be living don't take care of it. So it goes around and it scavenges everywhere.
But this is my point. But that's abandonment right there.
It still comes home.
But that's abandonment right there.
Yeah.
A home is not just shelter. You're supposed to take care of this member of the family.
Well.
Yeah. Now, anyway, the respect to animals is something that I think should be taught at a young age. Because, as I said, it's a living thing.
Yeah.
And you could tell by what this guy was doing, that he thought he was doing nothing wrong.
True.
He thought he was having harmless fun.
True.
But the first thing is, the fish was suffocating. That's the first thing.
Of course.
Because it's a fish out of water.
Literally.
Secondly, you pouring alcohol down this thing's gills. I don't drink alcohol, but the one time I have tasted, that thing is hot on your throat, eh?
Yeah.
Depends what you're drinking.
It doesn't matter.
Nah,
all of it, it's corrosive.
Generally.
Yeah.
True.
It's like Michael Vick. Do you remember Michael Vick, the NFL player?
No.
Michael Vick, he used to play for the Atlanta Hawks. Mm-hmm. He was a quarterback. He was doing extremely well. And he lost his job because they found out that he was dog fighting. So literally, in his backyard, he had a huge backyard in Atlanta. And he used to hold dog fighting competitions.
Like what DMX used to do back in the day with bulldogs.
No, right? DMX never used to do that. He loves animals so much.
Okay.
No way.
He just liked bulldogs.
Yeah, yeah. He used to breed them.
Okay.
But definitely not fighting. No, no. So dog fighting, cock fighting, all those inhumane things that people do with animals.
Mm.
So Michael Vick, for example, got dropped from the NFL and then went to jail. But obviously that's America. Do you think that this consequence is too dire and too stringent on this oak?
No.
On this guy, I feel like there should be like some punitive consequences.
Yeah.
But not lose his livelihood. I mean, especially in a country like South Africa where, number one, there are no jobs. And now a kid is going to be out of school because dad was making a fish drink. It's too much. Maybe get him to donate something to SPCA, yeah. a fine to donate to SPCA, and educate him. But taking his living away from him because he, I mean, of what he did, yes, it's inhumane to the fish, but nah, it's too much of a heavy hand on the punishment.
But it's a teachable moment, I think, as opposed to what they've resorted to do as a company. And I think it's just reactionary. You know, you hear a lot of people now condemning this guy, and then you think, oh, as a company, let's fire him. You know, they have to have the courage of their convictions to say, just as Sizwe said, there are certain groupings in society that don't have the same relationship with animals or appreciation of the fact that you would be suffocating the fish. So in this instance, I think they chose the wrong route to handle this. They should have just educated him.
But you see, at the same time, we're the same ones who kept saying, yeah, back in the day when we used to learn about fish and you're labeling a fish, how much does that assist you? In this particular instance, maybe if he had gone through that, he would have known that if you take a fish out of water, you put alcohol inside a fish, then you're not doing the good thing for the fish.
I refuse to believe he didn't know that.
Like we say, common sense is not common to everyone. Two, we don't all have the same relationship with animals in knowing that this is a living organism. People tend to think that the only thing that you need to take care of is a fellow human being, whereas something that is living, breathing, must be taken care of.
Let me extend this line of thinking. Barbarians, for example, used to kill humans. And it was, it wasn't even a thing.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Yeah.
If a barbarian came here and killed a human, then the barbarian said, "No, I mean, I'm going to go to Zilan and Bulalani." Would you accept that?
Well, if that is your background, then that is your background. But at the same time, when in Rome, do as the Romans do.
And also, I feel like you can't hide behind, you know, being black could be a look shady, because even in our traditions, when we slaughter animals, we make sure that the animal is not going through, like, torture and pain. So we all find animals sacred, even if you don't have a close relationship with animals, like growing up in the rural areas like these two.
There's a manner in which you slaughter. So,
in his defense, there are fish that actually naturally create alcohol within their bodies, goldfish and carp being some of them, as a form of survival when there is not enough oxygen in the water.
Yes, but that's something different. even you've got alcohol in your body, right?
Saying.
Because generally when your food ferments, that's what happens.
Yes.
Lana, what's the lango fish? Mlomoga fish.
Mmako fish.
Let us know what your thoughts are. 086-00-00959. Lost his job. SPCA taking him to court. Is it too much?
This reminds me of a video that surfaced sometime last year of a dog that was seemingly attacking this boy child. And this boy child was screaming and crying, and people were going on and saying, no, but the dog is just playful. Apparently, it's a playful breed. And I'm thinking, no, a pet is a pet in your house, in your yard. In the streets, it's an animal. People really need to be considerate of such things. Just because you feel a certain way about yours doesn't mean everybody else will.
So on today's topic, I'm going to be a little bit woo-woo on it. I think that this is exactly what's wrong with the world and with human beings. Human beings have separated themselves so much from nature that they don't think that they are a part of nature, and therefore they will be cruel to nature. I hope I'm making sense.
We are making sense. Lots of it.
Mabafethu, first now the silly zimisebenzi ngoba uthiphuza ifish isavano recorded. No guys, yeah, a fine inyana, but manje to lose your job over something like that, I mean, come on, mfethu. Niyasazi thina ma South Africans sicela ukudlala bafethu. So something like that, come on. Man, there's more serious stuff to yazina to look at than ifish esiphuzele nje isavivo.
It's very serious. The fish died. And it's funny that he says survival of corona. What's going on? You should have been flying fish.
Yeah, no, losing a job because of a fish is too much. It's too extreme. I mean, you know how many fishes a fish gives birth to? I think around hundreds, and if not millions. Only one fish. So, come on.
No.
Come on. Nah.
No.
That was too much.
Doesn't work like that. He's right in that a fish obviously gives us a lot of fish eggs. But that's still no reason for you to go out there and kill the animals cruelly at that.
Outside of that, that's where conservation also comes in. Mm. When you think there's too much of something and you don't take care of it, that's how extinction happens.
Yeah. So, me and Abandla, I see both sides. He should have known better. He's an adult. You can't plead ignorance in a situation like this.
True.
Mm. Honestly, what was he doing to begin with?
It's inebriation. It's inebriation.
Nah.
Serious.
Yeah, I don't believe.
No, I'm telling you.
Lambe, you are sober even.
But at the same time, I also say, guys, can we stop DVDing everything? Not everything needs to end up on camera.
It's happening, he deserves. He's an adult. Decided to act stupidly, play stupid
and
games.
Then we are DVD,
won yeah. stupid prizes. Recorded himself. God dang, you should have been cheeky, Veli. Nothing good comes out of alcohol. Fish was busy swimming. Fish
Minding
woke up. Bruh.
At Molo Fish.
Busy.
December, in case
he's spiking
know.
His drink now. No, bro. No.
No, Umchita with the fish definitely knew. He definitely knew what he was doing. And he knew that it was wrong. I just think he didn't expect it to get this out of hand, you know? You know, like when you do something and you just think it's like, you know, like I have a friend in high school who in like a park. There's like a sports ground next to our school. And he ended up burning like a huge part of the field, you know? And it's like, he didn't think it would get like, yes, you know, Mitch's lights fire, but you don't think it's going to get that deep. So it's just one of those things. And the silver lining is there's a specific beer brand that could use this PR to just, you know, make him an influencer, nyana. But yeah, he knew.
They'd never, not with that negativity.
That's not going to fly, buddy.
Also, they promote responsible drinking. But speaking about people taking jokes too far, when I was younger, I remember a story, I didn't witness this, but I remember a story of somebody who had apparently taken firecrackers and put them up a dog's bum.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, and the dog went to hospital. And I remember thinking that's very gruesome. Now, when you're a kid, maybe it's almost excusable. As an adult, there's just no excuse for behavior like that.
This case is too harsh on him, but we actually need that same energy for gender-based violence cases in this country. But this man, he should be forced to work at the SPCA's for the next 5 years every weekend and go around to schools and educate people, educate children on how to respect and care for animals properly. That should be his punishment.
Mm.
This company, by firing him, is just a public stunt. The verdict wants it because when you go to CCMA, the first thing that they check is what does your policy say? So I doubt if the policy has anything says anything about animals. And they need to prove that he put the company's image into disrepute or something. It's not going to sit.
Oh, disrepute is very easy. A lady lost her job because she was acting improperly on an airplane. This thing also wasn't public. You can't have an employee like that. This guy clearly doesn't value the life of animals. We've just been speaking about it here. That's clear disrepute.
And it doesn't work with animals. It wasn't even wearing his work uniform.
It doesn't have to act with animals. It speaks to your character. If you can do it to an animal, we shouldn't have people like you in the office. Simple as that.
Yeah.
I'm going to speak on two sides. I am vegan and I believe that animals have rights. They should have rights. They shouldn't be killed on any scope, on any level. But I'm also African, and you guys touched on the African fact that when we slaughter, when we do these things, it is a sacral thing. We make sure that the animals are not going through any pain. To speak to this guy, Opuzisa Ifish Utrala, I genuinely believe Uguti, the people that are charging him and for his employers, this needs to be an example. They need to set an example so that people know the severity of what he's doing. You know, if he got off with just a slap on the wrist, everybody would be then talking to him and saying, oh no, it's fine, it's fine. But they need to set an example and make sure Uguti, nobody else does it. Hence, I believe that it's okay for him to lose his job.
100%. Unacceptable.
People learn to never record themselves when Bapuzi Sama Fish.
They must not record themselves only, but they just mustn't do the deed. That's it.
What this man did was foolishness. How do you do that? How do you give a fish alcohol? He never found the experience. Nangoke is now fired because of his foolishness. I call. No, we need to grow up sometimes. This is a lesson, Oguti. You don't do that. God created animals as much as he created us, so we need to take care of them. Some of the animals, they take care of us, like Izinja. So, yeah, I'm sure he learned a lesson.
100%. I mean, I'm very playful, so you know me.
Yeah.
But even I can tell you, Guti, that was just foolishness of the highest order. There's no need to do what he did.
Yeah, as an adult, man, it's a living thing. And you can see it's clearly struggling. There's no point.
Bruh.
But guys, I guess the law man just say too much. I with an animal into la selus gangin or soka. You know, at least if the guy niggas were fine, that was gonna be better, you know, and then he would know next time go to I mustn't do 1, 2, and 3. Then I come on. What about the family? Because of Inja, that's the reason why I hate having my pets.
That's how you're going to leave it.
I work in law enforcement. 2 years back, a guy was convicted for animal cruelty. He was found cropping the ears of a pit bull. So he was convicted to 7 years, direct imprisonment. So South Africans must be aware that animals are being protected in this country.
I mean, I feel with Lentebe Yenzile is too harsh to Mshita. Mokumele nje ba mshayenge fine. Mshayenge fine ba pumegu yongoba. Kona banta ba ambayo. Ba yohata, ba beke duganta, ba shute na wala ma animal, ba post on social media. And the way ba wulala la ma animal nga kona, ba wulala nge ipamo. That's also harsh, yeah.
That company to fire the gentleman. I think it was a teachable moment, as Umfundo said. But also, we've seen images of different races, Lababa Hantayo, and then the slaughter, a giraffe, a pubezi, it's hunting is a sport, what. So, Lomchita Begangazi, and I think he thought it was funny. So,
Malumi the fishman. I always tell these young ones that I live with that not everything should be recorded and not every recorded material should be on interwebs. Utla safara mutamujimu for stupid decisions. But anyway, utla safara the consequences of his stupid actions.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.